The swamp was hot, moist, and silent. For a long time, nothing moved except groping tendrils of fog, playing over the muck and twisting between the hunchbacked trees. An occasional dragonfly skimmed through the reeds on crystalline wings. Overhead, the sun was fat and orange, motionless as if it had been nailed to the pale blue sky. Then, in the distance, there was the sound of raised voices and the rustle of someone moving through the underbrush. The dragonflies scattered. A moment later, one of the fog banks quivered and disgorged a girl, picking her way with caution along a spit of what passed for solid ground. She was 12 or 13, dressed in practical trousers and a leather vest, with her hair tied up to keep it out of the way. She was sweating freely, her pale, freckled cheeks already reddening in the sun, but her eyes were alert, scanning the trees and hollows around her. Sitting on her shoulder was a small gray cat. His claws were fastened into her vest with desperate strength, as though he was terrified of falling off. Insofar as a cat can have an expression, this one looked very unhappy. The girl and the cat were named Alice, and Ashes Drifting Through the Dead Cities of the World, or Ashes for short, respectively. When they reached the top of the hummock, Alice stopped and turned in a slow circle, while Ashes lashed his tail in an irritable sort of way. It was the cat who finally broke the awkward silence that had grown up between them.
"What," he said, "are we doing here?"
"We're looking for some kind of monster," Alice said. Her master, Gurion, had told her what it was called, some complicated Latin name, but she hadn't committed it to memory. "I've got to fight it. You know."
"I know why you're here. This seems like exactly the sort of place you would visit, all mucky water and mud and monsters. What I want to know is why I should have to be here. I'm half cat, after all. I should be above this sort of thing."
"You are here because you did your business in Master Gurion's slippers," Alice said.
"Again."
"He has no proof of that," Ashes said, tail whipping against the back of her neck.
"There are hardly a lot of suspects," she said.
Ashes snorted.
"You should be glad Gurion didn't turn you into a toad."
"If he had to send me to babysit you," the cat said, "why did it have to be somewhere so wet?"
"You should have seen the last place," Alice muttered.
She wasn't sure she'd ever be able to get into a swimming pool again. "Now be quiet. I need to concentrate." There was a rustle in the bushes farther on, and a small creature emerged. It looked a bit like a wingless bird, with an oval body balanced on two clawed feet and a long, pointed beak. The sleek black coat that covered it was fur, though, and not feathers. It was called a swarmer, and Alice knew that it was not, in fact, a separate creature at all, but only a part of a larger entity, like an ant or a bumblebee. The swarm had been the first creature she'd bound, back when she'd known nothing of readers or magic, and she'd accidentally stumbled into a prison book. The individual swarmers could be almost cute, but she couldn't quite forget the sound of hundreds of them running after her, claws tick-tick-ticking on the stone floor as they quirked for blood. Right now, she was using a few of them to scout, since the creature that occupied this prison book was not being terribly cooperative. She could, after much practice, peer through their eyes without letting her real body fall over, but she still wasn't good at dealing with more than one of them at once. It didn't help that they were poorly suited to the swamp. They were heavier than they looked, and every time one of them stepped into a puddle, it sank to the bottom like a stone and had to scramble to get out. Alice herself was far from keen on the swamp, as a matter of fact. It was like the water and the land had gotten mixed up somehow. Even the dry bits were covered in thick, sticky mud,
and the innumerable channels and shallow ponds were covered with floating weeds that made them look just like land until she put her foot in them and muddy water poured into her boot. To top things off, the mosquitoes were eating her alive, and her sunburned skin stung whenever she squashed one.